Well, hey, everybody. My name is Kent Woodrow. I'm one of the pastors here at Ironworks Church, and it is my joy to preach to you from Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Hey, we're nearing the end of our study in Philippians, which makes me a little sad. Pastor Roman will be preaching our final sermon in this little book that the great Apostle Paul wrote to this church that was in modern-day Greece. If you've got your Bible with you, I'd invite you to turn to Philippians chapter 4. But as you're going there, let me just ask you this, especially in light of the last week, right? What sort of thoughts tend to dominate your mental landscape? Where do you tend to focus the bulk of your time when you're inside your head? Because, hey, let's just be honest, we all get in our heads, right? What's that look like? If we were to put a pie graph of the percentage of time that we spend on our favorite mental topics there on the screens, what would we see? If I'm honest, I would be very embarrassed to have my pie graph put up there. At least in part, because I wouldn't want you all to see how much of my focus is on me all the time. I wonder about us, right? You know, what about you? What do you tend to focus on? Where does your mind tend to go? And how many of us, I wonder, are unhappy with our mental landscape and where we spend our time? How many of us actually, all the things that we tend to focus most neurotically on tend to bind us with that same sense of conflict, that anxiety that we've been talking about all through this letter? Hey, if that's you, Paul the pastor, Paul the one who cares about his friends, the one who cares about how his friends are doing, he's got words for us today. This man loves his friends, and he seeks to direct their minds and direct their lives in a way that frees them from that conflict and anxiety toward the wholeness that God has made them for. Are you hungry for that? I'm hungry for that. So, if that's you, then for us today. So, if you're able